This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had an issue last week, a county issue that we read about in the newspaper. And we thought we had a good idea to help resolve this thing because that's what we do around
here.
And
it was my county that I live in.
It is. So joining us right now to help us with this issue is Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. Laura, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Laura. Thanks for joining us. Now, we had this problem. We read about it last week, and I'm sure you heard about it. I'm sure you heard us make a little bit of fun about it. But so Ann Mazzie, a 94-year-old resident from Levittown, her taxes just shot through the roof. Because somebody thought that she was dead, and she's not dead, and she's alive. And I thought it would be a good thing that maybe if the county executive, you in this regard, would maybe send her a gift card to go to dinner or maybe send her a bottle of wine and maybe a little bit of an apology.
So I understand that she's actually 95, and she is very much alive. And so, you know, the state gives us lists of people every year who are not getting exemptions for various reasons. They're dead, they're this, they're that. So this, you know, we know that there are mistakes here. Our job is to fix it, and we were already fixing it. So this dear woman was not going to have to pay that increase. We were already in the process of fixing the problem. Her family reached out to the department. The department acknowledged those mistakes, that the state made the mistakes, and the problem was already getting fixed. So I'm absolutely going to reach out to her, make sure she knows that she's getting taken care of, and it's going to be voted on Monday.
See, that's leadership right
there. That is great. Now, what about this whole dinner situation? We were thinking you could take her out to Hunan Taste.
Yeah.
I think that's
Roslyn. That's a Roslyn Chinese restaurant, yes.
Toku
as well. Yeah, I like Toku. I'm sure you like that as well.
Now, but I heard Gio thought that dinner with me would be a nightmare. And frankly, I don't blame you because I don't think I would want to go out to dinner with most politicians either. So I kind of get where you're coming from.
As long as you've got a good sense of humor here. But yeah, I'm thinking if you're 94, 95 years old, going out to dinner with the county executive, probably not on your list of priorities. That's all. No disrespect.
Right.
Yeah. So whether it's you or Ballone or anybody, you know, I mean, nobody wants to do that, you know.
Yeah, but I have to say, number one, we appreciate your sense of humor in this whole thing and really attending to this. But let me ask you about what's going on with the Islanders and UBS Arena and now the Nassau Coliseum for the playoffs. Are they going to increase the amount of people that can go to these playoff games?
Well, I certainly hope so. I wrote a letter to the governor. I think with our vaccination rate just through the roof, 7 in 10 adults, more than that, have had at least one dose of the vaccine in Nassau County. So I want to get to as close to 100% as possible for the playoffs. This is the last season at the Coliseum, the last playoffs at the Coliseum before we go to beautiful Belmont. And I think we can do it safely. You know, I think, you know, 30% by May 15th is okay. But I've been to games with 10%. It is very empty. It can absolutely accommodate more safely. And we know that our beloved Rangers, sorry, Boomer, but our beloved Rangers play really well when their fans are in full force.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. You know, listen, your measured response, by the way, over the last year, I think has really been laudable. And I do appreciate it, the way that you've handled all of this, because it's not been easy for any of you guys. And the fact that you're promoting and trying to get more Islander fans into the building, I think is great for them. And I think it's a smart move by you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and I think we can do it safely. Our residents are good. The Coliseum operator does a good job. It's very safe. And the fact that our rate, you know, 63% decline in hospitalizations for COVID in the month of April alone. You know, we're really getting there, and we can do it safely.
See, I know Nassau County's owning this thing. You know, we are kicking ass. One other question for you real quickly. I read where we have now cesspool problems in the county. What is that all about?
So we're doing a matching grant for folks who still have cesspool septic tanks up, mostly up on the North Shore.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those are out of date. They leak. They put nitrogen into the water.
Right.
So we're doing a grant where you can get state-of-the-art, smaller, more efficient, less polluting septic.
Oh, really?
Grant. Yes.
So how much can I get?
One, go to our website, $10,000.
I can get up to $10,000 if I change out my cesspools?
Yes. So go to our website, NassauCountyNY.gov,
uh-huh.
Go to Department of Public Works and find out everything about it.
All right, I'm doing it.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
So basically, I have a cesspool, yes.
We're putting in for the infrastructure bill in Washington. We're actually putting in for more to see if we can get a little more for folks because it's good for you, but it's good for the environment.
Well, yeah. You get that $10,000 back, your property taxes will now be $150,000. So
another thing. Let's not get into that right now. Please don't drive me crazy.
We can talk about that next time.
We'll talk about that next time. Let me add any other incentives because I saw where Mayor de Blasio was talking about incentives for out-of-towners and tourists coming in and setting up shop where you can go get a shot if you come to New York City and things of that nature. Is Nassau County doing anything, or can you do anything with the Islanders to incentivize more people to get the vaccine?
Well, one thing we're doing is we have such great results with seniors getting the vaccine. I think 83% of seniors 65 and older are vaccinated. So now we're shifting our attention to young people, to high school students. And if you get a vaccine at our vaccine distribution site, you get 6 hours of community service credited to you. And if you act as an ambassador, getting other kids to come and get the vaccine, you get 2 days.
That'd be great. And I feel bad for the kids that unfortunately missed out on their junior and senior years for whatever reasons, whether it be sports or theater or just school in general, and not being able to be in person with their teachers. I guess the final thing for me would be you were born in Canada, right?
Yes.
So you are a hockey fan.
It's kind of in my blood. I grew up in a Maple Leafs household.
Yes.
And of course, when I moved to Long Island many, many years ago, I changed my allegiance.
Of course, you have to.
Listen, Hillary Clinton was once best a Boston Red Sox fan or a Chicago Cub fan became a Yankee fan. I'm not really sure, but you did the right thing, I think.
That's why it hurt doubly when Tavares went to the Leafs. It was quite painful for me.
So when do you expect a response from the governor about whether or not you can pack the Coliseum or not?
You know, when I ask for these things, I usually get something back that's somewhere in the middle. So that's why I'm pushing. Let's get to 100%.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we hope that happens. That would be awesome to see. Even though Boomer's on the other side of things with the Rangers, I think he wants to see as many hockey fans in there to cheer on Matt and the rest of the Islanders in the postseason. Be a really, really good thing.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
All right. We appreciate your time. Laura, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great. The politician with a personality.
Yeah, I know.
What do you know?
A little bit of fun there with Laura Kern. Curran. I say Kernan. I don't know why I say that. Laura Curran,
yes.
The Nassau County executive, who has got a sense of humor. And a little more than Ballone.
And for the most part, she's done a very good job, and she's been measured in everything and does support a lot of the things that I do support. And who knew about this cesspool thing? I got to get all over this thing now.
Yeah, 10 grand. And with your four houses, that's 40 grand.
Yeah, think about that, man. Getting a piece of that public money. Finally.
All right, so if you get... So that isn't the cost of the new cesspool. They actually just give you $10,000 to put the new cesspool in?
Well, you gotta put the new cesspool in.
And you got to put it in. Then they give you the 10 grand.
I'm assuming. I got to go on their website and see how this whole thing is spelled out.
I'm sure that's not an easy situation. You got to rip up the ground and everything else, you know?
And those cesspools go deep in.
Oh, sure they do.
You know, on the North Shore, we tend to have more clay. Down on the South Shore where you are, it's more sand.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but down on the South Shore, I remember growing up as a kid, they put the sewers in.
Oh, yeah?
They didn't put the sewers in up in the North Shore.
Yeah, sewer block.
Yeah.
If that's a sewer block, not a sewer block. Yeah, I mean,
what are you on?
I've got cesspools.
You got cesspools,
too? I got cesspools, yeah.
So maybe you could change out your cesspools.
Well, I don't know if Suffolk County's got the same situation.
You got that backhoe right next door to you. Time to start digging it up. Let's go.
No, my lawn is looking tremendous. Right? I don't want to touch it. I don't even care what the hell's underneath there. I don't want to touch it. Here's the thing I want to know.
Yes.
So if these cicadas are coming up
Yes.
How come when they dug up that whole area underneath the house next to me, there's no cicadas in there flying up there? I thought they were everywhere, these cicadas in the ground.
Well, if they dig them up before they're ready, they'll just die.
But I don't see any dead cicadas in there either.
No, but they're not, like, fully formed yet. Yeah. They come out of the ground, like, they have to sort of transform into the form you see.
Oh, okay.
Metamorphically.
Yes.
All right.
You would have to go over there, maybe with, like, some sort of science spat. A science spatula or something to pick them all up.
Science spatula? What the hell is that?
Get an entomologist, or in your case, an entomenzologist.
Yes.
Yeah. Or in a science spatula with my entomenzologist and then go dig up some cicadas.
I couldn't come up with the right word.
Science spatula.
Maybe something you and Sabrina could do.
Yeah, she'd love
that.
Cicada
hunting.
Yeah, no, she's way into what's going on next door.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah, we sit out there. Gina and her were sitting on the lawn for like an hour yesterday just watching that excavator go to work.
So what'd you do with the red Adirondack chairs?
They're still in the box. I told Eddie, you still want me to lug them in here, Eddie?
That's up to you. I would, if you feel that it's too much, then that's okay.
Are you really looking forward to them or not?
I would... Put them in the backyard, not in the front yard. But.
Yeah. No, but I need to know
if
you're like going to
use them. I don't mind you regifting.
Yeah.
If he's going to use them.
So it's either going to go to my parents in the backyard as well.
If they would enjoy them, please. They're your parents, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And it's a much shorter drive.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like lugging them in here and I'm carrying them up and everything.
Yeah. So
else.
Don't feel obligated.
Yeah,
all right.
God, we don't want you to get hurt carrying some boxes.
They're heavy, these Adirondack chairs.
Like, you know,
I need like
a quad or develop some low leg soreness.
Exactly. We don't need that.
Right.
We don't need that. I mean, I need like a hand truck or something. That's what I would need. They're heavy.
Yeah.
No, they're just still sitting there in a box, but I'll have to get rid of them at some point.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We're working on making the Lopresti children happy because they're lacking something is what I hear. So they want a pool.
That's what you hear, huh?
It's what I hear from you. You told me that your kids want a pool.
Well, here's why, real quick. So we are looking into getting some landscaping done. We've been in the house 5-6 years. We've done a lot of things, but not any real in-depth landscaping in the front. So my wife's had the landscaping companies come through, and they leave her with the books, with the samples and whatnot. My 5-year-old starts flipping through it last night, and he sees the pictures of these beautiful in-ground pools with the pavers and the kitchen, you know, the outdoor kitchen and the bar.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he's like, "Is that what we're getting?" And I was like, "Oh no, we got a lot of years to go before we get there."
Well, hold on here now.
We don't know if it's a lot of years to go, because joining us right now is Stephen Metz from Central Jersey Pools. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So are you familiar with the show or the radio station or anything?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
You're not at all. Do you know Boomer Esiason? He played NFL football.
I've heard of him.
Oh, you have heard of Boomer Esiason?
Oh, that's
okay,
nice.
All right.
That's good, yes.
All right, very good. Have you heard of Mike Francesa before?
No, I'm sorry.
You haven't heard of Mike and the Mad Dog?
Yes.
You have heard of that. Okay.
No, I haven't heard Mike.
You haven't heard of Mike and the Mint. Okay,
you've
very
been
good.
Sniffing chlorine or something, Stephen?
Well, Stephen, listen, we're a big-time radio station here in New York. We cover the tri-state.
Big time,
tri-state
Stephen.
Areas. This yes. is a, there's a lot of people that are listening right now. And we have a listener here who's he's come on some hard times. COVID ran through his family. They
Wait,
can't
I'm a
give...
listener now?
I mean, a listener. I'm
only worked here a decade.
A colleague. I misspoke.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
I misspoke. A colleague here. COVID ran through his family. They won't give him a full-time job. They've been treating him like crap. And we want to get him an above-ground pool. And we heard that you were the place to go. You've been there for 64 years, obviously not listening to radio, but you've been there for 64 years. You are the place to go. So can you help us out?
Sure, I'd be happy to help you out.
Okay, all right, very good. So do you have what? Apparently, you're almost sold out with these above ground pools.
We're almost sold out. Above ground pools are like one of the hottest things these days. You know, everyone, unfortunately, because they're not traveling, they're staying home and they're improving their backyards. So pools are definitely the hot ticket this year.
Okay, all right, very good. So I heard that there was a couple of models that were available. The Autumn Breeze is available, Stephen. Is that true?
The Autumn Breeze is an excellent pool. One of the unique features of it is that you can actually partially bury that in the ground.
Excuse us.
And the nice thing about this is that the person who we want to give this pool to lives on a slanted backyard or has a slanted backyard, so this pool would probably make the most sense?
That it would.
Okay. What would this run us there, Stephen?
Well, we have actually just two Autumn Breezes left. We have a 21-foot round and a 16-by-32 oval. 21-foot round, you're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6,000. And a 16-by-32, you're looking somewhere around like $9,000.
Oh, wow.
And then we have to get that installed. And we don't install them, but we'll try and hook you up with an installer.
Oh, okay. Why are you whispering?
Yeah, are you being held hostage?
No, I'm not whispering.
Okay.
All right. So $6,000 for the smaller one, $9,000 for the for the other one.
Okay. Right. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I think we'll think about this. What do you think, Boomer?
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
All right, Steve. Ever hear of Christopher Russo?
I'm sorry, I have not.
Craig Carton.
I guess I'm not a big sports guy.
Have you heard Imus?
Yeah, I've heard of Imus.
You heard of Imus. All right. Very, very good. All right.
He's dead.
All right, Steven, we appreciate your time. We'll be in touch. Thanks for picking up the phone and answering our questions, all right?
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
All right, Steven.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, we can't get a pull from that guy.
We got first-time callers that are nervous. That he just took it to another level.
Yeah.
It's like he was in confession.
He was sniffing chlorine or something. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's about...
But that's the kind of guy you want, though.
You want a guy who's all pools.
All pools, all the time.
Dedicated, yes.
He is a dedicated pool guy. I'm telling you.
That was incredible.
You can partially bury it into the ground. Like my neighbors.
Why are you whispering? I'm not whispering.
It's my full talking voice.
You can partially bury. I bury things all the time.
Oh, man.
Should come to my backyard to bury. Who's that guy that does... You see the guy that does the paver stone commercials on TV?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy's got his whole backyard is like the LIE.
He's got stones going everywhere. It's unbelievable. You can build a kitchen. You got everything. And he's standing there. And then they do this shot, like the drone shot, up and all it is stone. You don't see one bit of green anywhere. There's no grass.
He's proud of that stuff.
You know, he's like, all my grandkids love all the stones.
Jesus.
Wow.
I have no idea who the hell you are. And he told Fliegelman off the air that he didn't know who Boomer was, but I think that when I had him on the air, he's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, I've
heard of him.
They don't open till 10. He's still waking up. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, sure.
He wasn't available last hour. He's still having his coffee this morning.
Sorry, CeeLo. I don't think I can get I don't know.
You should have asked him if he knows who Jimmy Hoffa is. He might have had an answer to that one.
Because he buried him.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we partially bury the Autumn Breeze like we did Jimmy Hoffa in the end zone at Old Giant Stadium.
Didn't somebody say that he was Jimmy Hoffa was just buried or said that they buried him on a golf course or something?
I don't know.
I saw that story yesterday.
Well, maybe. In The Irishman,
let's Google Jimmy Hoffa.
They just in that scene, they said that they just cremated him. That's what they did. They
I know that, but I'm
just
saying.
The long time rumor is that one of the end zones, one of the old Giants stadium.
Yeah, it's not a rumor. It's the truth.
He's under a pool.
Lawyer claims mob client helped bury Jimmy Hoffa at a Georgia golf course.
There you go.
Oh,
there
Georgia go. Golf course.
That's what I just saw. Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you, there, CeeLo.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Oh man. Well,
this is unbelievable.
God. I'm not whispering.
By the way, all right. Since we're on people who haven't heard of Boomer before, this was funny. This got tweeted to me. So you know how card breaks are a thing these days, where people open a box of cards, and put it up on social media. So one of our listeners was watching a young kid open up a box of football cards. All right.
Okay.
And he's going through the cards. And there's some current players, there's some older players, and he gets to a former player, and this is how he pronounces that former player's name.
Boomer Asian.
Asian, come on.
Wow. Quarterback for the Bengals, Boomer Asian.
Boomer Asian.
He was like going through. He was like, Calvin Johnson, Boomer Asian. Derek Carr.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Boomer Asian. Okay, very good. I feel bad for that Central Jersey pools guy now. That's all this guy's doing. He's been putting in pools his whole life.
He's doing well for himself.
I mean, you know what? He doesn't just waste time listening to the radio. Right. He gets out there and does business.
We're waking him up. We put him on the air. We accuse him of sniffing chlorine.
And whispering.
And whispering.
I mean, that guy is kicking ass right now.
I know he is. He's the guy.
He's only got four pools left. You better commit.
Two. So 64 years?
Yeah, I know.
So that shows you how good they are.
Right. No, well,
all right, so good.
Yeah.
Opposite Laura Curran, he didn't really have a personality.
No, he did. Who would have thought that the Central Jersey Pools guy was a dud?
Yeah,
the
I would have flipped those two, for sure.
Yeah, no, of course, me too. I think all of us would have. All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there?
Well, first I'll tell you that all was, I think we got to say that was moment of the day.
Sure,
brought to you by
yes.
Casamigos right. Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. That was a lot of fun.
And by the way, speaking of Casamigos, I got a bunch, and so did Boomer, Casamigos mason jars. So today, 5 p.m., join me.
You got to have them all filled up?
All 48. See you on the flip side. All right, go ahead, CeeLo.
I got a little tip that we should have a listen to John Sterling's call of Gleyber scoring from first on that infield hit yesterday in
this
their eventual loss
to
the Astros. So I have not heard this yet, so I'm just going to play it. It's like about half a minute, and we'll see what ensues.
And the right-handed deal swung on and lined up the middle, grabbed by there's no one at third base, and on to third goes Torres. It was grabbed by Correa. Now he's coming home and he scores. How do y'all like that? You can't even describe that. The ball went off of Correa's glove back at second. It was a base hit. And Torres kept running. The shift was on. There was no one at third, and they didn't do anything about it. And so a single for Hicks. Isn't that amazing? A single by Hicks scores a run.
Oh my God.
If there's a John Sterling exhibit at Cooperstown, that call has to be playing.
That
on
was
a loop.
Pretty well done, actually.
Yeah. I know. I mean,
considering the play and what happened and where the guys were lined up, it was a pretty good job.
Well, the other thing, too, is prior.
I didn't describe it very well.
Yeah, but prior to him describing the actual play, he did say the shift was on, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes, again, and maybe he lost track of which fielder was where. But
right.
It's grabbed by
a great job by Gleyber Torres, though. Great job.
Yeah. But, I mean, somebody, as soon as the catcher broke for third, the pitcher's got to go cover home, right?
Yeah, Maldonado saw that, and Maldonado put himself in a bad spot. It's just that, look, let him have third. I'm going to cover home. I'm going to give him a run.
Well, or the pitcher should have been over there at third.
But for a guy who gets a lot of heat for dogging it,
yeah,
Gleyber Torres did not dog it on this particular play. He played full on. He played smart baseball.
I think I just saw he's hitting like .313 since he was called out for not hustling. So
perfect.
He's gotten his game in order. Giancarlo Stanton as well. He had another home run yesterday, but the Yanks did lose to the Astros in that series finale at the stadium 7-4. What happened now?
I think Boomer and I just had a flashback to 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
At the same time.
Gotcha.
I'm not whispering.
Put that on a shirt. Oh, boy. Jose Altuve wasn't whispering with a go-ahead three-run homer off Chad Green in the eighth, and the aforementioned Martin Maldonado added a two-run shot off Justin Wilson in the ninth. All of that undid Gerrit Cole's seven innings of two-run balls. The Yanks are not able to complete the sweep of the Stros at the stadium. Now they got the Nationals coming in for a weekend series. Jameson Taillon opposed by Patrick Corbin in the opener. Pregame on the Fan begins at 6:25. Mets took care of business in St. Louis. Three bases loaded walks. Tacked on another run in the eighth to beat the Cardinals 4-1. They stranded 17, a franchise record for a nine-inning game, but just needed the few runs courtesy of the free passes. And Taijuan Walker did the rest. Seven innings of one hit, one unearned run ball, eight strikeouts, his second win. His ERA now down to 2.38. Francisco Lindor snapped his 0-for-26 slide with a ninth-inning hit. He also walked three times. And you've got Jacob deGrom, I guess, is going to try and throw a bullpen today, perhaps. He threw catch yesterday, played catch yesterday, going to do it again today. You could see him as soon as Sunday, which would be the series finale against the Diamondbacks, who come to Citi Field. David Peterson and Zach Gallen.
I say just hold them off
tonight.
Hold them off. And let's see him versus Matt Harvey when the Orioles come to town.
That would be great. Yeah. Sounds right? Good to me. Why push him, right?
Get him in there next week. Else.
That would be terrific.
Yeah. Do you know who Jacob deGrom is, sir?
No, I didn't. I think he might have bought an autumn breeze for me a couple years ago.
By the way, I'm reading this Jimmy Hoffa story. God. So he's buried under the Savannah Inn and Golf Country Club.
Allegedly.
That's what this guy is
saying. Or are they saying this is, no, it's a claim, right?
Defense lawyer known as Bubba said his former client had helped bury the legendary Teamsters and Union boss.
Wow. How about that?
How about that, bro?
All right, the Nets lost in Dallas last night, 113-109, four straight defeats now for Brooklyn, as they're in a little bit of a rut here. The playoffs closing in. Kyrie, a season-high 45 in a losing effort. Their road trip will continue in Denver tomorrow night. Kevin Durant was 1 of 10 in the second half. James Harden on the mend. He's confident he'll be back before the playoffs. Hopes to play in a couple of regular season games between now and then. You got the Knicks and the Suns tonight from Phoenix. 10 o'clock start. What else can I tell you? The Devils beat the Islanders 2-1 as the Isles continue to struggle unless they're playing the Rangers. Maybe they could play them a couple more times heading into the playoffs to get them right. The Rangers did get shut out in Boston by the Bruins 4-0. Chris Drury officially introduced as the new president and GM of the team, and James Dolan basically said, you know, the culture and the spirit of the team wasn't right, and that's why he fired both Jeff Gordon and John Davidson. I only bring this up. I know Gio hates when I get into golf talk, but you see Mickelson was leading that tournament after the first round yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, so the story here was Joel Damon, who was in his group, I guess was kind of playfully taking some jabs at him on Twitter. So, of course, Mickelson goes out, tears up the course yesterday, shoots a 64, and he was poking back at Damon afterwards. But they talked to Damon after the round, and what was it like playing with Phil? He's like, oh, he was talking about dopamine and frontal lobes, and he was giving me all this scientific information. And then 3 seconds later, he hit a 6-iron to 3 feet and made birdie. So that's what playing with Phil Mickelson is like. He's 50 years old,
yes,
and he's leading this tournament right now at 7-under par.
And here's what he said. He also said that one of the reasons that he has not been able to get a victory as of late is because his mind wanders when he's on the golf course.
Oh, then there's the frontal lobe dopamine talk. I see.
He goes, I lose my concentration on the golf course. I get bored. 5 hours. I can't stay mentally engaged.
Tough life.
Like you on the 14th hole when Doug Wells took your money yesterday, right? Huh?
Hello?
All right, so there are 18 holes on the golf course. And when you play with Doug Wells, he hits about 120 shots. So did he hit one good shot? Yes.
Hey, was there money on that shot? Yes.
Well, I mean,
did
you money
no excuses?
And did I give him strokes? Of course I did.
Well,
no excuses.
Shut up, Al.
All I know is you lost some money to Doug Wells on a golf course.
All right. If he feels good about it, then I feel good.
Now, this was two against two. You said it was a scramble,
event? I played with Janelle from Janelle Garmani and, of course, Vinny Scorrentino.
And what would you say your partner shot across the 18 holes?
Did you guys bury someone out there too yesterday? Jesus. That crew.
I almost buried Vinny.
I thought I was going to throw him in the lake when he picked up his phone and started talking to my backswing.
Hey, what's up? Hey,
I'm just down there on the course. Everything I'm okay.
Yeah, Boomer's
okay,
about to hit the ball.
Just like, all right, great, perfect. Oh, my God.
All right, CeeLo, is that it?
I think we ran the gamut. Yeah. Though,
okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Very good. Thank you. We'll see you soon, all right?
Yes, I'll see you guys, or at least one of you, in a couple of weeks.
All right, sounds good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm a fan of everything, but I do love Luke Bryan, of course.
Yeah, I know. And he is so popular around here, too. Like, once I started playing his stuff, like, oh, I love him. Well, that's what I was. And then we play the one margarita at the end of the show.
Exactly.
In homage to him.
Yeah, homage to him, but also homage to the summertime and Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday.
Today's been a funny Friday.
Casamigos and the whole thing.
A funny Friday.
No, it certainly is.
Now I got to find a cesspool guy. Now, you think if you called a cesspool guy in Jersey or a cesspool guy in Long Island, how would that go?
Man, after what I just experienced from Central Jersey pools.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
You know, if we called the pool guy in Long Island.
Do you think that Long Island and Jersey people are that different?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Because I used to think that we were not that different. And now, like, as I've gotten older, I feel like we're that different.
I think we're different. There's subtle differences, but there are significant. I mean, they're subtle, but like if you are from here, you know what they are. Like you could feel them. Like I spent, you know, a day yesterday with three guys from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of their minds.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know what planet they come from.
Right. But do they look at us like that?
There's no way.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We got our act together. It's like,
yeah.
And we know what's going on around here. Like if we called a pool guy on Long Island.
Yeah.
We were on an above ground pool. You know what that guy would be like.
Oh, he'd be like, hey, what, is this Boomer? I could just tell from your voice. Yeah, Boomer, when do you need it? I'll put it in by, 2 o'clock today. Does that sound okay?
Exactly.
I'll send 12 guys over there. Yeah, that's what would happen.
We'd get it done.
And this guy, I have no idea who you are or what you're doing with me.
So,
I'm not whispering, okay?
That's the difference. That difference, that's a little bit more than subtle, but there are subtle differences.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, I got a bunch of things I got to do today before I go home.
Yeah.
And then once I get home, it's all about the Casamigos.
A bunch of things that you got to do
today. I do, man.
Is it like these honeydew errands? Or
Mother's Day stuff. Got to take care of that.
Yes, you do.
You know? So you got the... Of course, when you're married and you have kids, there's a mother there.
Well, you have to.
And you got your own mother.
You have to help your child, Sabrina, mm-hmm. and make a big deal out of it.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And Sabrina's, of course, 3 now. So she's starting to get it a little bit more. And then you got your own mother, and then you got the mother-in-law. A lot of mothers there.
Do you see Matt doing something for Sydney?
Oh, this is her first Mother's Day.
That's exactly right.
Well, hell yeah, he's got to.
He's got to handle that.
Of course. He's got to handle it.
Right. Well, they're in the middle of a 3-game losing streak right now.
Well, okay. That doesn't matter. There's no excuses. You can't mess up Mother's Day. What's worse, messing up Mother's Day when you're married with kids or messing up Valentine's Day before you're married with kids?
I still think it's Mother's Day when you have little kids.
Yeah.
And you have to get involved with the little kids to explain what Mother's Day is to them. And they do the little cards and they do all the little drawings and stuff like that and that kind of thing. Is Sabrina like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's definitely very creative. She likes to draw.
Does she understand Mother's Day is coming?
Not necessarily.
I know that you're going to do something for your mom.
Yeah, of course.
I get that.
We do,
But though. You got to get Sabrina to do something for...
I know.
But you have to make her understand what she's doing it for.
I know. I understand.
She's getting there. I see her. I see some of the videos that she does.
She's definitely getting there. She's definitely understanding a lot more. But, you know, the concept of Mother's Day might be a little bit over her head.
Draw a little card.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can she draw with crayons? Is she doing all that now?
She is. It's very, you know.
I love you, mommy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about mom.
Can you put the crayon in her hand
and then you just help her
write it?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, she does. She draws smiley faces now, so we can maybe draw a picture of mommy. That's what we could do.
There you go.
I think that would be very cute. That's something that I've been thinking about.
Right.
Little smiley face
drawing.
Send
Gina out to a spa. And then you could handle it. I'm sure Sable's got a nice spa there.
Yeah, I mean, I need a SWAT team to get her out of the house. So I don't know if I'm sending her anywhere.
Take Sabrina to the library.
Yeah. Or have the spa come to the house.
No, you don't have any sheets on the windows.
No. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you can't have that either. No massages or anything in the house. There's nothing. I mean, yeah. So if you want to see what I'm doing later, just come by. Just peek in the window. We'll be there. Hey. Right. Watch a little TV, making some lunch. We're in here. We're in here hanging out. Yeah, Mother's Day. Think that Mother's Day is going to be packed at the restaurant and stuff now?
Oh,
the restrictions are going to be lifted
100%.
And stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know. That's a big one. So what's your take on Father's Day? Father's Day, like, should you hang out with other fathers doing what you want to do? Or is it like you have to be with the family?
Well, you know, in past years, Gunnar and I have played in a father-son golf tournament.
Right. So like the father and the
that's
son.
That's all they, I want. I don't care.
Just go.
You just go do what you want.
Right. I know.
That's kind of like what Father's Day is.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you have babies. You have babies, it's a different story. Because it'll be Matt's first Father's Day as well.
Yeah. So he can't just leave and go do what he wants.
That's
that
a
part.
Baby. That's a different story.
Yeah. It's a different story. But so what age do the fathers get to do what they want?
I guess it's all a little bit different depending on the dynamics.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say I could see like... So you and Gunn started playing golf together. How old was he?
Oh, he was I threw him out of a golf cart when he was six, I think.
Did you?
Yes.
That's
but
great.
I didn't mean to throw him out of the golf cart.
Sure.
So we were playing in Arizona, and we were in the golf cart, you know, and it's great. And, you know, in Arizona, you're in the desert sometimes with your golf cart so you can go to the next hole.
Yeah.
So we were in the golf. So I figured I was going to slam on the brakes and turn the wheel, and we go sliding, like fishtailing a little bit because I've done this before.
And there he goes.
And I didn't tell him, and he got, you know, propelled out of the golf cart. And out in the desert out in Arizona, there's these things that they call jumping cactus.
Uh-oh.
And they're low to the ground. And if you go near them, they will just absolutely prick you right the side of the leg, and they'll stay in there.
Oh, no. He got in the jumping cactus.
No, he was about an inch away from his back being in that thing.
Oh, God.
And my buddy Mike Norseth Spuds was up on the top of the green looking down at this whole thing. I could just, it was white as a ghost. And I'm like, why are you white as a ghost? And I look, and Gunnar's not in the golf cart.
He's like this. Okay,
and he's laying on his back, and he's right next to this cactus. And I'm like, okay, so there's two ways to react to this.
Sure.
And there's, and this is a good little parent tip for you.
Yeah, don't panic.
Don't overreact. So, like, you know, like if Sabrina falls and she starts crying, and then Gina goes, oh, my God!
Yeah,
and then it just makes it worse.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Right. So Gunnar's over there, and he's, I think he wants to start crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at him like, I'm like, get your ass back in the cart and let's go.
And that was it.
So yeah, bam. But I'll tell you, my heart was pounding 100 miles an hour, just praying to God that he was okay.
Ugh. Imagine if you threw him right to that cactus.
But I did so many cool things with him, like crazy things like that.
Yeah.
And all sorts of fun stuff and trying to create memories. And
of
all
course.
That stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do.
That's one memory I will never forget.
For sure. Well, good thing it didn't end up in the cactus. That's a day ruiner right there. Cool. That's the course of the day changes at that moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.